You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Back down to Dunedin, this time involving adolescents and contraceptives. A recent study by the university found out some knowledge about the effect of contraceptives is lower than we think. There is limited information on the longer-lasting forms such as implants and IUDs. The study found that teenage girls learn more about contraceptives from their peers, and so knowledge is generally passed on and very limited. I gave Dr. Helen Patterson a call, who is the lead researcher for the study, and she talked about the survey and their findings.
So what we did was a qualitative focus grouped study with adolescents, and what we were doing was asking their opinions on proactive, long-acting, reversible contraceptive. So we first had some education with them, and then we went on and got their opinion on the idea of having a proactive, long-acting, reversible contraceptive program, and to see whether they were positive about that, and they were.
Okay, so what did the results find? What did you find out from the study?
I think what was particularly important was that they thought that the program would be acceptable, but also that one of the things that really impacts on their contraception at the moment is what is being used by their peers, and the majority of their peers are using either contraception or condoms. Therefore, that's what they know about, and that's what they think, therefore, they should be using. And unfortunately, these are the least effective forms of contraception that we have, rather than the most reliable ones in the form of long-acting reversible contraceptives.
So what is the best way to start spreading the word or letting people know about the other forms of contraceptives that work better as contraceptives?
So if we consider that intrauterine devices and implants are 22 times as effective as pills, patches and rings, then what we really want to do is get our adolescent population to be using reliable contraception, and then when they're talking to their peers, what they'll be hearing about is good, effective contraception, and that's what they're more likely to then try and seek.
Are there better ways to get the knowledge and the information to young teenagers? I mean, you're saying that they're hearing this from their peers. What are some other ways that they could start accessing information or get some more knowledge about contraceptives?
So there has been the introduction of the sexuality curriculum. I think that's very important. It does include contraception within that. And if we had that within all the schools, then obviously they'll be more aware of it with education. And what we're trying to do is actually design a program that would give them the opportunity to have education and access around reliable contraceptives. But what we're doing next is we're going to look at doing some interviews of schools and parents to ensure that any program that we try and propose is something that would work.
Fantastic. Just one last thing. What I found really interesting about the study is that it was surveyed in a pool of young women, and often the burden is placed on the girl to find the contraceptive. However, do you intend on conducting a study on, say, younger males and maybe their understanding of contraceptives?
I think that would be a great idea.
Pre-wire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wives. Wife. No one. They shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.